we're doing that?
Yes. The recording's on.
Okay. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Jacksonville Ethics Commission. This is our first public meeting since January, so thank you so much for all of you for being here. And we are going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance, if you'll stand and join me. I think Carla actually has a flag there for us. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. And Carla, do you have an ethics thought for us?
I do. There's so many that apply to the last couple of months, it was hard to choose. But I picked one from Stephen Hawking. And the quote is, intelligence is the ability to adapt to change. So I think we're all very intelligent, because that's all we've been doing this year, adapting to change.
It's a good one. All right, we're going to start with meeting minutes. And I'll use the first set of minutes as roll call as well for now, and then we'll go from there. So does anybody have any comments in the minutes? Has everybody had a chance to review them? Okay, I see no virtual or physical hands. And so let's start with the January 22nd, 2020 Ethics Commission meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. DeVoe, and I think that was a second by Ms. Schmidt. And I saw Dr. Candler attempting to offer a motion and got the muting there. Is there any discussion? Okay, seeing none, I'm just going to go in the order on my screen. So, Dr. Candler, could you just give me your vote,
yes.
Please?
Approve.
And Ms. Schmidt?
Approve.
Ms. Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Gowner?
Approve.
Mr. DeVoe?
Approve.
Ms. Love?
Yes.
And I vote yes. So that motion passes unanimously, and by your action, you've approved the January 22nd, 2020 Ethics Commission meeting minutes. Does everybody know how to use the raise hand feature? Anybody not know how to do that? Okay. So now that we've got roll call, I'd like to do the other ones using the raise hand function so that I don't have to go through the names every time. So next up is the February 10th, 2020 Open Government Committee meeting minutes. Does anybody have a motion to approve those minutes?
I move to approve the Open Committee meeting minutes from February 2nd, 2020.
February 10th?
February 10th, yes.
All right, moved by Ms. Smith. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, second by Ms. Gowner. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, if you will click your raise hand feature to vote aye. Okay, I see six, if I've got this right. And so that motion carries. That would mean we have six people here, right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, and
seven people.
Seven including you, yes. And there were seven hands, I counted.
Right, and, okay. And to copy the procedures that City Council has in effect, which I think are good, is just to quickly announce the names of the people that voted yes, last name. Because
that's
the purpose
of having done it this way.
all seven
members present voted yes.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
All right. That brings us, could you clear those hands, Kirby?
Sure.
That brings us to the February 25th, 2020 Legislative Committee meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Yeah, I got a motion by Ms. Love and I think that was Ms. Smith. And who was the second?
I was, Ellen.
Ellen. Okay, Ms. Schmidt, second by Ms. Schmidt. Is the person who just joined us, is that a commission member or a somebody else?
Hey, this is JJ. I'm so sorry, but I'm having trouble getting my Zoom to load. I think I may have to just do something with my phone as far as whatever. Anyway, so I'm going to be on here on my other phone until I can get that one straight.
This works fine. All right, so then JJ will be the one to give us a voice vote, and everybody else can vote with hands. So I think I have a motion moved and seconded. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there any discussion on those minutes? I think Mary Bland and Latanya, are those hands to vote or are those discussion hands?
I'm voting. I'll vote again if you want me to. I can vote twice.
You're muted, Jim.
I don't know how that happened. So please raise your hand to vote yes to approve those meeting minutes. Okay. Kirby's at 7.
I have 6.
That's 6, and then Dr. Candler.
Yes, he gave a thumbs up. Sorry, I missed that. Yeah, 7.
I love
and
that, Dr. Candler.
JJ, what is your vote? JJ, do you have a vote on the February 25th, 2020 Legislative Committee meeting minutes?
I'm sorry. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm not sure what minutes are we voting on.
We are voting on the February 25th, 2020 minutes from the Legislative Committee meeting.
Okay. So moved. Ag.
Okay. That vote is 8-0 by your action. You've approved the February 25th, 2020 Legislative Committee meeting minutes. And let me go back to my agenda. That brings us to committee and staff reports. Should we start with ECHO? Is that easiest?
Joe, is that all of the minutes? I thought Sandra's get 4. Is that all of them?
The last one was just today's agenda.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, Carla or Kirby, do we have a report?
We do. And since the last report we did was in January, a lot has happened all year. So I could go on for a half an hour of all the different exciting things that we've done. But to save time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to reflect that in a memo in the next couple of days. Just a little bullet point on some of the things that we've done. I would like to highlight the most exciting things. We've continued with the JEA training program. I'm training right now close to 200 people in middle management and JEA, and that is going well. I also train the entire board for the Transportation Authority. We have transformed all of our training. Andrea and Kirby have worked really hard to come up with a new boards and commissions manual that we'll send out. Have we sent it out to the commission members yet? It's really good. We've incorporated a lot of things that we've gotten questions on over the years, and so the board manual is updated. It looks really good. Andrew put a lot of time into making it look fancy. And they're actually doing, Kirby and Andrea are doing the training now, the boards and commissions on Zoom. So we've transferred all of our training from in-person, of course, to Zoom. And it's really more convenient for the boards and commissions. So we may continue that into the future. We're rolling into I know you don't know this, but the elections. And so we have to train all of the city employees on what they can and cannot do. Like they can't put stickers on city vehicles. Like huge, I just got a report 2 days ago, huge sticker. We won't say for which candidate, but it was on a city truck. It is now not on a city truck. But anyhow, today an acknowledgement of that policy went out to all city employees. So we're kind of trying to keep that up to a dull roar. We had a lot of activity in July with the Republican National Convention potentially coming to Jacksonville and all the contracts connected to that. I see Imani's just joined us. Hi, Imani.
Hello.
And we just recently finished all of the financial disclosures for the city, all the elected officials and appointed officials. We have 100% compliance on that. And we are continuing to work with the city council on their special investigative committee on JEA. Many different conflict situations that come up with that they ask for our advice on. there are a few other things, but like I said, I'd like to reflect that in a bullet point report so as to not go over, typically, you know, if it's 1 month between meetings, you know, there's a couple things to report. There's a lot of activity. We have really been relied upon quite a bit by the city council to transition all of their meetings into Zoom meetings. That was no easy feat. Some of them didn't even have computers at home. It was a challenge. But that's been very smooth. And actually, we have more citizen participation now than we've ever had because of the ability to Zoom in for meetings. So, you know, it's actually a very positive thing that's happened, one of the few in the year. But I can say that pushing everybody into the technology that we have, I think is going to be very beneficial next year. That's the report. There's a lot more to report. And Kirby has a big announcement of a training thing that she just finished. Kirby, take it away. I want you to tell everyone what you just did.
So Carla asked me to attend a leadership webinar at Harvard. It was titled Managing Yourself and Leading Others. And it was a 2-day intensive webinar and it was absolutely revolutionary. They sent us an article that I'm published in the Harvard Business Review about 6 different styles of leadership and how they have an impact on the organizational culture. And it was interesting to learn the different styles and to identify which ones we might have and which ones we need to utilize. And in fact, we need to utilize all 6 of the different styles. So that was really fascinating. So it was talked about building an ethical culture, talked about being responsive to your employees, talked about doing proper performance evaluations, and a whole host of it ran the gamut. Did a lot of Myers-Briggs personality testing and how that impacts our communication with others and how to approach it from their point of view. And it was really riveting and fascinating.
I could bog in with just with a point. We do have a university here that has a graduate program on, you know, exactly those sorts of things. And one of the things people don't realize about Harvard is that we get access to the same books they get, you know, so it's not like there's some, so just as a suggestion, COJ does also give tuition remissions, I think 6 credits a semester, so just going to throw that out there.
That's good to keep in mind. Because the UNF resources are excellent. If there had been like a 2-day intense leadership workshop that UNF offered this summer, I would have had Kirby go to that one too. So the next one you have, George, make sure that we know about it because we will come.
Very good. Anything else from Echo? Is that it for now? Until the written report?
No.
Okay. Any emergency?
Oh, excuse me. Can I say one thing? This is sure. A shout out to Kirby. She has done an amazing job on some conflict opinions for city council people, for JEA. I mean, she's cranking out top-notch legal requests for opinions from the State Ethics Commission. I'm going to ask her to send you the most recent one she did. And it's just really, they are extremely time consuming to do, and she does them better than anybody in the city can do them. So thank you, Kirby, for your work on the complex.
Thanks, Kirby.
Anything from OGC?
Not been a whole lot to report. We're just plugging along and staying busy in the Office of General Counsel. Thank you.
Thank you. My box has just shifted. Did we lose somebody?
Not that I know of.
No, I think Zoom is just trying to confuse me, that's all.
Carla's gone into the dark web.
No. I think it might have been when, I think Carla switched off her video and it rotated all of my boxes.
Sorry. My cat was scratching
all
the
right.
Door and I had to go get the cat.
I think the only committee that might have a report is complaints. Ellen, do you have anything to report?
I can tell you what we've been up to over the course of the year, if that's helpful. If I counted correctly, we've addressed 14 complaints. 8 have been dismissed, 1 returned, 1 referred to the State Ethics Commission, and 4 are still open.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And that brings us to new business, I believe, and we'll start with the budget. Who's going to brief that?
I am going to tell everybody about that. I sent you our budget for the year, and it was really a very smooth process. You know, I always go to the budget hearing with a big pile of papers waiting to be grilled because, you know, 13 years ago I showed up and they wiped my whole budget out. So I always go with a little bit of apprehension. And this year the committee was just very complimentary for the office, saying return on investment of our office is top for all of the agencies that they had seen. I mean, it was really nice. I almost cried. I mean, it was very heartwarming. And what they did is they increased our budget roughly by $30,000. You've got the exact amounts here, so that we could take Andrea, our part-time training person, and make her position full-time. And that involves upping her salary for full-time, and then she'll be able to have benefits like health insurance for her and her family. And that's great because Kirby's been our only full-time person, and now we have 2. So that was good, and the administration, the mayor's office, was very supportive of funding the additional position for us. So that's good news, and no problem at all with the budget. So that's the report on that.
Carla, have you spoken with Andrea? Does she plan on, last I remember, she was working another part-time job. Is she going to drop that and take this full-time?
Yeah, she's going to, I think she'll probably be involved, and she's the executive director of Global Jacks, and they bring international visitors into town. And you can imagine the extent of their activity this year, which is like zero. So, you know, she really wants to commit to the city, and she'll probably still volunteer, do activities for that group. But she and Kirby work together really well, and in my constant attention on succession planning, I think they're a really good team for the next 20 years, you know, to carry on the ethics program. So I'm really pleased that she'll be coming on board, probably not for a couple of weeks, but probably by November.
Awesome. Great work on pushing that. I'm happy the administration supported it. I know that I especially, but the entire commission is constantly encouraged you to continue to get these positions full-time, so that's a great development.
Yep.
Joe,
any other comments on that? Of course.
So I had the pleasure of watching the budget hearing via Zoom, and in the five and a half years, I guess I've been with the city almost, it was by far the most complimentary budget hearing we've ever had. The comments for Carla in particular, and the gratitude from the council members about her support of them and the council during the JEA process was effusive. And right out of the gate, council member DeFour shot her hand up and said that the ethics office was the very best return on investment that the city could do, hands down.
And that was the highest compliment that you really could ever say. And then from there, it just kind of snowballed, and almost every single council member on finance made effusive praising comments about the office, and in particular Carla, and it was very gratifying. It was very heartwarming. So if you haven't had a chance to look at the budget hearing for our office, I would encourage you to do so. But it was really nice to see.
I felt like crying at the end. I did. It was just, yeah, they're a good group. They're very, very supportive of what we're trying to do.
It's a thankless job until you get to the biggest corruption and maybe in the history of Florida local government.
Yeah.
All right. I think next is your contract, Carla. Are you going to tell us about that?
I am. I sent everybody the paperwork on this. And essentially, I have two more months on my three-year term. And I gave it a lot of thought. Kirby and I are in constant communication about, I see her being a superstar as ethics director. And we're just kind of bouncing around the timing a little bit. My feeling is that things are a little bit chaotic right now, just generally. And I'd like to get us to next year and just keep things kind of at a dull roar and not put any more pressure on the office. Bring Andrea in, get her grooved in, get our budgets finalized with all the independent authorities, and then gradually in the next year keep the commission apprised as to this path of succession planning. With Kirby coming in as director, you know, it's hard for me because it's 20 years plus of what I've worked on, but I feel like now that I'm approaching, sadly to say, in January 70, that seems old to me. You know, really, you could kind of like slide in your 40s, but 70 seems a little old, but. You know, I am entirely committed to the program, probably until the day I die. You know, I'll be coming to the Ethics Commission meetings with a little cane, you know. But I want to move into being a grandparent instead of the parent, you know. And so, you know, I'm always happy to help. And, you know, we'll work something out where I can still help and assist Kirby. But she is more than ready to take over. In the near future, and we'll just kind of, you know, work with each other on the best timing for that, and then, you know, keep you guys advised, and you'll still see me all the time, so it's okay. Anyhow,
sounds like for now, though, all you're asking is to renew your contract.
I digress. This one, like, it. You know, I didn't want to go in front of the city council and say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do, and I don't know how long. You know, it's just like, okay, look, we're going for a three-year. It says in the code 3 years. Here's the resolution of the Jacksonville Ethics Commission, 3 years. And they might say, really? Aren't you getting a little old? Don't you want to? I mean, they might say that. And I say, listen, I'll commit to 3 years unless a better plan comes up. But anyhow, so this is just a straight resolution to revive the 3 years. I can tell you that it is not likely that I'll do the entire 3 years as director. Maybe. I mean, I said that in 2007. I thought I was only going to come in for a year. I mean, what is... I don't know. But anyhow, this is... we, in the past, have had a contract, and I've been talking with Cherry about this, and also Lasikia Hodges and OGC, and with Employee Services. There's no need for a contract. They said we can do it in a resolution format, and every year after the budget is passed in October, our October meeting, you would determine the salary of the director for the next year. And it's pretty, you know, that's it. So you have the resolution, and it basically is a resolution that reappointing me to an additional three-year term starting December 6th. Subject to the city council confirmation, and we have to get that in the hopper soon so that can go through their process. The salary shall be set annually in October of every year within the approved budget the city council gives us. and recommending confirmation by City Council of the appointment. And that's essentially the resolution. And there's two other motions I put in the email to you. One is the salary for this year, like October 1st, like tomorrow. What do you approve of? And what I'm asking for is the same as last year, 93 an hour, within the part-time hours that the city has allocated. And that's what the City Council put in the budget. So we need a motion for that for the hourly. We need a motion if you want to continue my three-year term, a resolution. And the third thing is a resolution allowing the chair to execute any paperwork that might be necessary in the next couple of weeks to effectuate the intention of the commission. I don't know if someone's going to say, oh, well, we need a piece of paper signed, or we need an agreement or a letter or something. If they do, then you've already authorized your chair, so we don't have to get everybody back into City Hall just to do one thing. So those are the three things. I'm open, of course, for any questions. I don't assume anything that the group says, oh my gosh, you know, like we have to, you know, put Carl in the position again. I mean, I've done four terms. It's totally up to you on what you want to do. Obviously.
I for one, am hugely supportive of your work, and I thought you were going to do this for another 15 years. And however, in the last review that I did, and so, you know, the chair gets to, for whatever reason, submit the reviews of the ethics director. And the only two suggestions I made were to think about succession planning and to work on the budget. And here she is today reporting that she has a succession plan and has increased the budget. So it's hard to accuse her of not being responsive to the issues that at least I raised. I see Amani's hand. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just had a couple of questions, Carla. If you leave before 3 years, does the city have to buy out your contract?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Okay. And will Kirby step into your contract, or will she be negotiating a new contract? How will that work?
There is no contract. There will be no contract. You're just saying the resolution says appoint me for a three-year term. I can always terminate the three-year term. I can come to you saying, I know I said I'd do 3 years. I've only done 10 months or 1 year. I would like to do the succession planning now, and the Ethics Commission would agree, I assume, to me wanting to do something else if I had a plan for succession. So there is no contract.
Okay. And will other people be considered for your position besides Kirby? Because it sounds like it's pretty set that she'll be moving right into your position.
I would say that we do it the same as the City Council auditor does, and they have a program where people kind of work through the City Council Auditor's office. They become Deputy City Council Auditor, and they spend years and years preparing for that position. And the city has rules. I've looked into it where you do not have to open it up to the public if you want to hire within, because the city puts a value on people being promoted from within that do have experience. You know, so it's totally allowable, and you see that in a lot of departments where the deputy moves into the deputy director moves into the director position. So that's totally allowable by the city and encouraged. That does not prohibit the Ethics Commission from saying, you know, we want to take a look at everybody in the country. I think if you, you know, and obviously you have at that point that we get to. That is an option of the commission. You either say we go with the city regular, you know, like the way of promoting from within. The other option is, gosh, promoting from within looks a little fixed. So let's open it up to the whole country. I can tell you that since I know most of the ethics professionals and municipal ethics in the country, we would be hard pressed to find anyone better qualified than Kirby. She's certified as an ethics specialist. I wanted to get her up to the leadership course. I think I'll send her over to George's program. If, you know, he gets me some information on it. I've been working for 3-4 years to develop her into someone that I can hand over a very complicated position to. That does not mean that there isn't someone in the country that, that could come in and do it. It's just, you know, you'll make that decision at the time, whether you want to promote from within or whether you want to do a national search.
Thank you.
George, did I see your hand and I may have went back down?
It was about the possibility of hiring from outside just out of curiosity, but I'd agree that, you know, realistically, you would effectively have in the job description deep knowledge of local Northeast Florida politics and the operation of the city of Jacksonville and so on and so forth. So, A, hiring from within makes an awful lot of sense, and B, I've never quite, the thing I don't like about the hiring from outside is that, so we end up getting St. Louis's, you know, up-and-coming young ethics person, and then Kirby ends up getting the job in St. Louis. So both families have to rip themselves up and, you know, move across country, more or less, and, you know, get to know the new area and all that. So there's an awful lot to be said when you've got a really, really good local person to save the city the money of having a search, amongst other things.
Yeah. For those who don't know, under the ordinance code, and actually maybe in the charter, the Ethics Commission serves as the hiring committee for the ethics director. And so whoever's on the commission when that day comes, as Carla said, she's had the same conversation in 2007. So it may very well be that all of us are off the commission and nine new people have to decide how they're going to hire the next ethics director. But that's certainly not something we've decided today. Anything else before we get to the motions that Carlos proposed? Okay, so I think the first item is that we need to approve Carlos' rate of pay for the next fiscal year. And so Carlos suggested a motion to approve the hourly salary of $93 per hour for the fiscal year starting October 1st, 2020. Is anybody interested in moving that?
I move to pay $93 an hour for the fiscal year beginning 2020.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Dr. Candler. I think I heard the second by Ellen. Was that right? Okay.
Yes.
Is there any discussion about that? Okay. I would offer public participation, but I think Zoom is telling me we don't have any public present. And so that brings us to the vote. If you will raise your hand, please, to indicate a vote to approve that motion. I see 8. And JJ, will you give us your vote verbally, please?
Aye.
Okay. And was I right that there's 8? Is there 8 hands there? So that was that past 9-0 we had everybody?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So by your action, you have approved the hourly pay of $93 per hour for the new fiscal year beginning October 1st, 2020.
Thank you.
The next suggestion is to consider the resolution that Carla circulated. Did Carlos circulate that?
That was a resolution that was drafted and approved by OGC earlier today, and I sent it over to Cherry to take a look at, and Lasekia Hodges has reviewed it from OGC.
I'm not sure you sent it to the commission members, though. I think I may just have it.
I don't have it. I did not receive it. What time did you send it over, or did Lasekia send it over, Carla? Because I don't have it.
Yeah, let me take a look. I sent it to everybody just probably after I talked with Lasekia. I'll send it to everyone right now.
Do you want me to put it up on the screen? Would that help?
Yeah, that would be helpful because I haven't seen it at all.
Okay, I've got it right now. I can forward it to everybody.
Well, Carla, if you
can do that, Kirby, that would be great.
Yeah,
I'll pull it up on the screen.
Okay, and everyone should have it in their email inbox.
All right, I'll pull it up right now.
Thank you, Kirby.
Sure. Just the email just came into me, so you all should have it.
Kirby's gonna figure out her screen share.
Yeah, well, I've got to pull it up first.
Kirby, I just sent you an email with it.
I know, I'm it's loading. The Citrix is not the fastest platform. But as soon
I have
as
it up if you want me to share.
Get it up then.
It's like a contest. Who can get it up fastest?
Let me see. I think it's. Okay. Thank you, Darcy, for offering. I think I got it. Okay. I'm going to go back to the meeting. Now I gotta find it.
I was just at a meeting to get me in. All right. Oh, have a good weekend.
You too.
You going somewhere?
Can you all see the resolution?
Have a good one.
Yep. Exciting. You did it, Kirby.
Yay!
Can you scroll down just a little bit and maybe put the title at the top so we can read a little?
Yeah. I can also zoom into it if you need the font a little bit bigger.
Yeah, Kirby, can you make the font a little bigger?
Yeah.
You obviously see me squinting over here.
No, I didn't, but I can imagine how difficult that might be to read on the screen like that. So let me try to make it just a little bit bigger. Hold on, now I gotta scroll back down again.
Okay, that's a little
better. Is that better, Terry, or you want more?
That's a little bit better. Yeah, that's a little better. Thank you.
Sure.
Today's date is the 30th?
Yes.
And number four, it looks like it says the 29th.
Oh, yes. Thank you for catching that. Yeah. Well, I'll fix that. And paragraph four. Yep.
Paragraph four.
Great catch.
Okay.
I don't know how that got in there. So, yeah. Joe, you're still muted. Do you want me to unmute you? There you go.
Got it. Does anybody need more time with this? Don't see any hands or nods or anything. Okay, I think you can. Does anybody want to consider a motion to adopt this resolution? Okay, I heard a motion from Mr. DeVoe, I think.
Second
by Dr. Hamlin. Is there any further discussion about this resolution?
Mr. Chairman, the only thing I would say is it says that it's becoming effective upon its approval on this 29th day of September. It's actually the 30th, right?
I already covered.
Yes,
I mentioned that already.
Yep. We will change the date in number four to the 30th. Any other discussion? Okay. I would offer public participation, but my participant list shows that we don't have any public here. Do you have anybody in the lobby, Kirby?
No.
It does not appear, no.
Okay. So in that case, please raise your hand to indicate aye. Let's see, seven. I think I'm missing Carlton and then JJ. Carlton's vote and JJ. JJ appears to be struggling with the unmute function.
I think it's me actually.
My vote is aye, but every time I hit unmute, somebody mutes me back. So my vote is aye.
All right, so the motion carries by your, that's 9-0. By your action, you have adopted the resolution that was just on the screen with the change to the date in paragraph 4.
Thank you very much,
thank you. And we hope you'll serve out the full 3 years, and then some other set of people will talk about this again in 3 years.
Okay. Who knows?
Then, all right, so the last motion that Carl has asked us to consider is a motion to authorize me to execute agreements or technical amendments that are necessary to affect that resolution. And Kirby, could you clear the hands, please?
Yes.
Give me a moment. Does anybody have any discussion or a motion in that regard? I have no view and don't care if you all want to just come back here. If anything is necessary, that's perfectly fine with me. But
well, how if you don't care? I know nothing about this stuff.
I just mean, so your choices are that you can either authorize me to execute agreements or technical amendments if any are necessary to affect that resolution, or you can have it come back to the commission, and it does not matter to me at all.
I would say that this could happen with the city council in the next week or two, and they might need one piece of paper signed or one technical thing. And I hate to bring everybody back for a meeting because it will be in City Hall. It won't be a Zoom meeting, just for something that could be handled by Joe for 5 minutes. And it's not even likely that that will happen. But if it does, I just wanted him to have that in his back pocket so that we could make sure that we could get the resolution filed with City Council. It's just like a insurance policy, I guess.
Well, in that case, I do care, and I propose that we nominate Joe to deal with any technical details that may arise.
I'll second.
Okay, I think you have a motion by Dr. Candler, a second by Ms. Smith, that will authorize me to execute agreements or technical amendments necessary to affect that resolution. Is there any discussion? All right, hearing none, I would offer public participation. I don't see anybody. Kirby, do you see anybody in the lobby?
I do not.
Okay, thank you very much. Please raise your hand to vote yes, or aye, or however you want to do it. Eight, and JJ, what is your vote?
My vote is aye. I'm sorry, you guys, I'm struggling.
No problem. That's 9 voting to approve. By your action, you have authorized me to execute agreements or technical amendments to affect the resolution that we just approved.
We're set.
Carla, anything else on 4B?
No, we're good to go. Thank you very much. We'll put it in the City Council.
Thank you very much. That brings us to the next new business, which is about terms of members. And let's start with terms of members.
We, of course, you know, we have calendar year terms. And we have a few people whose term is up, sadly, at the end of this year. George Candler, after many, many, many years of devoted service, has term limited out. But he, I'm sure, will come to meetings in the future and apprise us of all UNF seminars that we can attend to become more informed. The city council president, Tommy Hazuri, had nominated his successor, Kirsten Doolittle, who's an attorney here in town. And so, George, we usually have a huge party, send-off party. I don't really know what that's going to look like this year, but we're going to miss you very much. Darcy is also, her first term is up the end of this year, and she is interested in pursuing a second term. And so that information is with the state attorney now for reappointment. So that's, and our third person, Ellen. Ellen is the, as you know, the Ethics Commission's appointee, and her term is up the end of this year, but it would be extremely sad if she didn't have a second term. So yes, I know, don't cry. You know, so the Ethics Commission should consider at this meeting voting a second term for Ellen. And typically in our rules, we have the nominating committee. You actually get a little group together and they say, I wonder if we should nominate Ellen for a second term. Yes, we should. Anyhow, it requires a nominating committee in our rules, but we can waive that rule so that we can get it done today. You know, so in order for Ellen to continue with us, we would need, first of all, a motion to waive our internal operating rules to dispense with the nominating committee. And once we have that rule waived, then you can go ahead and move for a second term for Ellen.
Don't we need that for both Ellen and Darcy?
Pardon me?
Don't we need that for both Ellen and Darcy?
No, Darcy is the state attorney's
appointee. Yes.
Yeah.
Understood. Yeah, so moved.
Is that a motion to waive the, what is that, Rule 7 that requires the nominating committee? Is that what you're doing? I see. George, is that your motion?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Second.
Is there a second?
Sure, second.
Okay. The motion by George, second by Imani, to waive the internal operating rule that would require that this go to a nominating committee. Is there any discussion on that motion? Okay, I would offer public participation. I don't see any. Is there anyone in the lobby?
No.
Okay, please raise your hand to indicate a vote to approve that motion. I see 8, and JJ, what is your vote?
Aye.
All right. That motion carries 9-0. By your action, you've waived Rule 7, which allows us to consider whether to reappoint Ellen today. And then the next question is, do we reappoint Ellen? I think, if I remember, didn't Ellen serve a partial term before? This is the end of her first full term, right? Okay. I see heads nodding. So you've actually been on the committee longer than
you're correct. Yes, you're correct.
I think Ellen's been an incredible member of the commission, and I am fully supportive of her reappointment. What does everybody else think?
I completely agree. She's indispensable, and it will be of a great benefit to have her serve another term.
That was a motion I seconded.
I think we'll call that a motion by Imani to reappoint Ellen for a second full term that will begin January 1st, 2021. Is that your motion?
Certainly.
Second.
Is there a second?
I don't know
who beat that first. All right. We'll call that a second by LaTanya. Is there any discussion on that motion? I would offer public participation. I don't see anybody. Is there anybody in the lobby?
No.
Okay, please raise your hand to vote to approve that motion. I see eight. JJ, what is your vote?
Aye.
Okay. That motion carries 9-0. You, by your action, you have reappointed Ellen Schmidt to a second full term beginning January 1st, 2021. And Cherry, will you prepare that legislation for us, please? I saw
Thank you, everybody.
Yes, I appreciate that very much.
Yes, I can prepare the legislation.
Thank you so much. And Ellen, we look forward to having you for another 3 years.
I look forward
Sounds
to
like
being
you're
here.
In Carlos
Thank
contracts
you.
Online.
Nice.
All right. Is there anything else about terms of members, or does that take us to officers?
We're done with terms now, officers.
All right, take it away.
We, every fall, as you know, elect a chair for the next year and a vice chair. And I asked everybody to think hard about it and give me a call or email me if you were interested. Ellen, I believe, is interested. She's been vice chair. 2 years? Has it been 2 years? Yeah, because Joe has been chair for 2 years, so you've been vice chair waiting to, you know, be chair. So I think she would be highly qualified, an excellent chair for the group next year. Joe will be an excellent member. I'll miss him as a chair. I miss every chair when they rotate down from the chair, but he'll still be here to do his excellent work, but I think Ellen is really going to be a good choice for next year.
Okay. Under our rules, I'm supposed to ask who else would like to run for chair. Is there anybody up to that challenge? All right. Seeing none, I think then we can... And we don't need a motion there. If somebody else wanted to run, I have to refer it to nominating. And so does somebody want to make a motion to elect Ellen as the 2021 chair?
I will move to elect Ellen as the 2021 chair.
Second.
Okay, motion by Ms. Gowner, second by Ms. Boykin. Is there any discussion on that motion? Don't see any hands. I don't see any public to offer public participation. Anybody in the lobby?
No.
I'm going to keep checking. I'm determined that if there's somebody who wants to speak on something, they're going to get that
That's
opportunity.
A good idea.
All right. So with that, please raise your hand to vote to approve that motion. All right. I see eight. JJ, what is your vote?
Aye.
Okay. That motion carries 9-0. By your action, you have elected Ellen as your chair for 2021. Congratulations, Ellen.
Thank you. Thank you.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, Ellen's going to make an outstanding chair, and chairing complaints is the perfect place to get experience in running meetings. They're just over and over.
Well, you'll be a tough act to follow, so thank you for your leadership.
I look forward to being a member next year.
Yeah, and usually someone chairs the commission, and that's their last term. Joe moved up to the chairmanship pretty quickly in the commission, so he's got years left to be with us. So I'd be sad if he was not only rotating off his chair, but he was leaving the commission too. The next thing is the vice chair. And I heard rumblings from different people that might be interested. We can do one of two things. Those of you who might want to raise your hand and be vice chair for next year, let us know now. Or we could defer that decision until January. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be done right now. We do need to know who's going to run our meetings and be chair. But, you know, if anybody is inspired to be vice chair, now's your time to throw your hat in the ring.
Anybody?
I'm considering it, but I want to discuss it a little further with my family. And I know it really doesn't come with a ton more responsibility, but I, you know, as you guys know, I have some family medical issues that require a lot of my time. So I just want to make sure it's something that I can, if I do commit to, that I'm able to produce and do what I need to do.
Okay. Well, if you'll let Carla know, and if anybody else is interested in serving as vice chair, please call Carla and let her know, and we can make that decision in another meeting. Anything else on officers or terms of members?
Nope, we're good.
All right. So that brings us to our last item, which is ethics commission meetings. Do you want to start on that, Carla, or do you want me to just talk?
No, I mean, the commission just needs to decide for the remainder of the year, so we have a plan, what you want to do. Typically, when we do this in October, I always say, forget trying to get something organized in December. It's really difficult to do something during the holiday season. I don't know what our holiday season is going to look like this year, but we've really essentially got 2 months, October, November. So this is a discussion of how much you want to be active in the next 2 months. And I would say philosophically, everybody's probably in a different place with that. And I just urge, you know, everybody to, you know, whatever you want to do is fine with our office. If you want to have a meeting every week, we will be there in City Hall. We can't do Zoom meetings after today, but we have to take your temperature and we have to fill out forms and tape out like distance between you and everything. We will meet every week if you want to do that. If you say, look, we've gotten through a lot of Zoom meetings on our shade cases. We've really been through a hectic year. We want to chill out and maybe do some individual research projects. We're happy to help you with that. If you want to do something between the two of those extremes, that's fine. It just really needs to reflect on what you want to do. And some of you may want to go in one direction. Some of you just need some time to chill out and be with your family and address medical situations that are going on and things with your family. That's the most important thing for the next 3 months. We have done an amazing job so far this year. Last year, I figure like the JEA involvement and the, you know, the intensity of all the legislation we've been through in the shade meetings, do we deserve a little bit of a rest? Yes, we do. But, you know, it's totally up to what you guys want to do. And if one of you says, listen, I don't care what the rest of you are doing, I'm going to spend time with my family, that is totally okay. You know, there is nothing that's burning right now that needs us to drop everything. If there was, we would drop everything and we'd all be there. I know every one of you would be. There just isn't anything, in my opinion, right now that is that type of issue. But so that was my intro. You guys just have to discuss what you want to do October, November, December of this year. How many meetings? What do you want
to
do? Go ahead. Thank you. My main question is, have you all been back to City Hall? What you alluded a little bit to the safety precautions. What's going on there in the building?
Well, it's mixed. There are some offices that have a lot of public interaction, and so they're, you know, in hazmat suits. They have, you know, they're really very careful. We've been lucky enough in the ethics office that everything we do is on the phone and on Zoom, and, you know, so we've been able to operate from home. The mayor on Monday revoked any working from home and gave really the employees 3 days' notice to make other arrangements. Which is causing difficulties with people who have kids or people that have senior parents living with them. But, you know, nonetheless, we're prepared to follow that order and to be back in City Hall. Is it safe? I don't know. Hope so. Everybody gets their temperature taken. They have so many people that can ride in the elevator together. Cherry's been there. OGC has been rotating people coming in and out. Do you know of anybody that's gotten COVID in OGC?
I am not aware of anyone that has gotten COVID in OGC. I understand that someone may have been in a meeting with a client, and then they did quarantine for the 14 days. But in OGC, there is a schedule of the legal assistance of when they will work at home, but it's really up to the attorneys on whether or not we are coming in or working from home. And so we've been doing a little bit of both until we got the email from the director, the human resources director, which she indicated, yes, as Carla stated, that everyone is required to come back to work tomorrow. Every employee is, and also in OGC, when we come in our reception area, our temperatures have to be taken, and we also have to complete an electronic form that, you know, confirms that we have not been on a cruise, we haven't been traveling, we have not had any symptoms, and we have to complete that every single day. So whether that would be required of the public, I know that when the public does come into City Hall, the fire department employees are to the right where we normally would have our meetings, and they are taking the temperatures of every person that comes in from the public. So what happens beyond that, I'm not really sure. So
yeah, and I would think those procedures are going to be worked out pretty quickly within the next week. My feeling is, like JEA, for instance, Paul McElroy issued something on Monday saying, I want my employees to be safe, work from home if you can for the whole month of October. So we have, you know, differences in letting people either work remotely or not. In my opinion, it's a real big evolution nationwide with companies. Like, if people are productive and they can be safe and work from home, it seems like that should be an allowable option. It is not for the city. So anyhow, what's going to happen when everybody comes to City Hall? We don't know, you know, but it will work out eventually. The first couple of weeks are going to be, you know, like whenever you bring like 1,000 people and jumble them up, you know, there's bound to be confusion. Things haven't been smoothed out yet, but, you know, I would say they should be soon.
Okay, thank you.
If I could just add one more thing, that city employees, we are required to wear a mask at all times while we're in City Hall.
And the public too?
George, go ahead.
Yeah, if I'm following the plot, you know, you've said that there really doesn't seem to be anything really important at the moment. And the science tells us that we still have numbers that aren't exactly at the bottom of the world scale in terms of levels of infections, and we're opening up, which suggests that things are going to get worse. In other words, the odds are going to be worse 2 weeks from now than they are today. You know, there really doesn't seem to be much sense in having a meeting or meeting any more than is absolutely necessary. And frankly, if no meetings are necessary, I strongly encourage us not to do it just for the sake of meeting.
Carla, is there anything that needs to be done for ethics?
No. I mean, we can always work on, there's always stuff to do, like we could work on legislation, but there's a lot of things, like if someone's really interested and you want to hit the ground running in January, you could call me up and say, is there a particular area of legislation like post-employment or lobbying? We could talk about it and you could work on an individual project. You could talk with me forever, you know, back and forth, and you could work on an individual project. It's when two of you get together that, you know, the sunshine law kicks in and the meetings and the temperatures and the, you know, that's when the complexity comes in. But you can all pick a project. Like, I know that LaTanya, your committee was working on citizen outreach. I don't suggest any citizen outreach for the next couple months, but you were working on the manual. And that manual could be divided up into two, three parts, and I could work with your committee members and just say, you know, and you don't know what the other two people are doing, and you come together in January and you've done your parts. So there's things that we can do for sure. But if you have like a hectic year and your family needs your attention and you have any stress of this year, then chill is my advice. But if you're dying to do something, I've got like a pile of projects that I can get people to work on so that when we all are a little bit more comfortable in January, we'll hit the ground running. Again, like if there's a couple of you that are dying to come to City Hall, we will get, Kirby's offering to bring in her digital thermometer, and we'll fill out the forms for everybody, and we'll get you all together. But I don't want to bring you in and then have a 10-minute meeting of nothing really important to do. We better have something important to do if we're going to do that, seems to me. Ellen, what do you think?
Can I speak? I've been having hand up for a little bit.
Yes, of course.
Okay, thanks. You know, I agree with Dr. Keller that there things will probably get worse before they get better. I do agree that we've made a lot of progress on shade meetings. We've had a lot of Zoom meetings. We've had the stress of this year's events. Personally, I have been working nonstop since March. People are afraid of dying. I've had to deal with counseling people who have been impacted by COVID, the deaths and the incapacities. I've been extremely careful. Most of you know that I'm a former nurse. I was a little spooked out by the early indications of COVID in City Hall when we were there early in February. And so I just had my first scare where I'm under quarantine, and we've been super careful in my office about checking people to see, have they been traveling? Have they been outside the city limits? Are they feeling ill? Do they have any fevers or anything? I had a client come in who looked fine, didn't have any symptoms, left our office and went to go have a COVID test and tested positive. So I'm now under quarantine for 14 days. And I just can't risk getting my elderly clients and those who are immunocompromised sick because I'm coming to a meeting at City Hall. I'm not attending actually any meetings, not even my legal meetings, I'm not even attending. So I think we should reconvene in January and contact Carla if we have time to do any individual projects before that.
Okay. Who else?
Carla called on me, and so I'll say that I support working on projects independently and then coming back together in January. If there was an important reason to have a meeting, I'm very open to coming in person, having my temperature checked. I've been working in the hospital the last 6 months, so I'm used to masking and using precautions. But that may be a reason why you would want not to be with me, because I've been working in a hospital for months now, so I might actually repel you.
All right, I don't hear a strong view from anybody that they want to meet. And I see heads nodding in the negative, which tells me that we should not schedule another meeting at this time. We are required to meet quarterly. How do we deal with that? Sherry or Carla or Kirby?
I mean, technically the way you deal with it is you get the city council to waive that for boards and commissions, but a lot of the boards and commissions haven't been meeting at all. I don't think that there's any punishment for not doing it. And if someone said, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, you didn't meet this quarter, just come on and make that argument. I would not have much time for anyone that would have an argument like that. The city council probably isn't going to waive it for the next couple months. It's just, I mean, I could try to get the legislation. I just say that we're fine. You know, if we're, if we have to have a meeting, you know, we can have a meeting with two people that are very brave. If Joe could be in Iraq, you know, in the military, and Ellen works in the hospital, I say we have a meeting with the two of them, and we've met our quota for the quarter. We'll pick the bravest, strongest people, put them in a meeting, and then we've had our meeting. The rest of you can Zoom in if we need to. But I don't want to do it just for the sake of doing it. I don't want to waste anybody's time ever, but I certainly don't want to waste people's time this year. This is no time to waste what little resources we have.
Okay. I think what I'm hearing from the ethics director is we should just ignore the ordinance code requirement that we meet every quarter. I'm not excited about that. Go ahead, Sarah.
I guess from OGC perspective, I don't know, maybe you could have a telephone meeting. And who knows, if we find that we get a quorum of those who are okay with meeting in person, then that will suffice. And if we do not, then perhaps maybe think about a telephone meeting. So, and that way we're in compliance with the ordinance code.
But if we fail to get a quorum in that telephone meeting, I think that's okay.
Just a point of clarification, you have to have a quorum physically present at City Hall for your meeting.
To take action. To take action.
Under the Senate Bill. Yeah.
Right. But we could have two people there call it a meeting.
Well, we'll
figure it out. To take action. So you probably just have something for discussion or... you know, we could try to work on something like that, so that way we're in compliance with the ordinance code.
Well, maybe we could ask City Hall to waive it, you know, like ask City Council to pass something, you know, taking that requirement out.
And there are other boards that are meeting. I know Planning Commission meets, the Historic Preservation, they're having their meetings, although they were via Zoom, and whether or not they are going to now be meeting in person, because they have their meetings in city chambers. The Planning Commission normally has their meetings in city chambers. Sometimes they have them over in the AFOL building as well. So it'd be good to see what they're doing as well. And what I could do is I could talk with the attorneys who are assigned to those commission and see how they're going to handle whether or not their members or have share some of the same concerns that you guys are sharing and see whether or not either they're going to have meetings or not as well, in-person meetings. I could do that and sort of kind of report back.
Yeah, and I can also
Jillian, go ahead.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was going to say if we were going to have a meeting that didn't include actionable items, we could meet to discuss next year's committee assignment. Maybe Joe and I could have that type of meeting, and we could get input from all of you about your areas of interest ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. This particular issue is being discussed for a meeting with JEA tomorrow, and OGC is interested in developing the law and what kind of meetings we can have. And so we need to do it not committee by committee. We need to get with OGC, and we're already working on this Kirby and Wasikia with JEA and coming up with a citywide policy, like this is what we're going to do citywide, and here's our guidance. And if the city council has to waive the requirement, they'll waive the requirement. Or if you can get together with two people and it suffices, you know, I just think it needs to be done citywide. And Kirby and I get calls on it every single day. You know, so we're going to have a policy on it in the next week or two. So let's just follow the policy that we're going to develop for the whole city with OGC. We don't have to figure it out for ourselves, really. Let's just see what kind of policy we come up with, because we'll have exceptions where we can meet.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Thank you all. I would offer public comment. I don't see any public. Is there anybody in the lobby?
No.
Last chance. Okay. Is there any announcements? I don't believe so.
Just an announcement that as we get off this phone call, you've got Sandy's going to send you an email that gives you the link to go on to Zoom call number 2 for our SHAPE meeting.
I have a class at 6 o'clock. I'll just head to campus, so I need to get my stuff together and head on over there, so I won't be able to make it to the SHAPE meeting. Thank you.
Okay.
And I just want to get clarification. Carla, you sent a separate passcode for the SHAPE meeting. Has that changed?
Separate what?
Passcode, meeting ID for the SHAPE meeting. Has that changed?
It hasn't changed. It hasn't. Sandy just sent it out again so people could find it in their email.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Imani.
Can we take a 5-minute humanity break between meetings?
Yes.
Sure.
Great, thank you.
All right, with that, we are adjourned. It is 5:17 p.m. Thank you very much.